Hello, friends, and welcome to The Daily Good, a podcast filled with upbeat news, thoughts, music, and inspiration from all around the world. Good things are happening every day, but sometimes they're hard to find, so this podcast is a daily collection of the good stuff. It's important for us to stay active and aware of the concerns in the world around us, but it's also vital to give yourself time to reframe and refocus in your daily routine. And we could all use reminders of the good in the world and the great things that are happening everywhere, every day. So with that said, here's today's Daily Good. Welcome to this episode of the Daily Good Podcast. My name is Peter, and we're back. Or at least I should say, I'm back. Thank you all once again for your patience and your support as I took the majority of last week off for a little bit of self-care. I needed some downtime leading up to a performance on Saturday night. And I have to say, in case you're curious, it went extremely well. I've not done stage work in a long time, but I got to do a dance performance with a friend, Angela Dunleavy, for a charity that serves the homeless population here in Seattle. It was a big, fancy fundraiser dinner, and there was sort of a Dancing with the Stars stage show, of which we were a part. And our number, I just went back and watched it again because it's up on YouTube. We did really well. I'm very proud of how the routine came out. It was meant to be a dance routine in the style of Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. And I'm very proud of what I see on screen. So again, thank you all for giving me some grace and some space to recover a little bit. I'm still a little bit knackered, as the British would say. I'm still quite tired because it was a lot of time and energy and effort. Still had a couple of private lessons yesterday, but thankfully my beautiful and incredibly supportive wife, Lauren, took my DJing shift last night at Century Ballroom off my hands. I was slated to DJ, and that would have had me up until midnight, plus, you know, coming home afterwards. And she gave me the delightful gift of an evening home where I could just sit and relax. And so I am today at least feeling better mentally. Physically, I'm still a little bit tired, but again, I'm so grateful that today I have very little on my plate. The rest of this week, just a little bit of the usual work here and there, private lessons, some group classes. So looking forward to continuing to recover a little bit. Man, it took a lot out of me. Anyway, hi, enough about me. How are you doing today? It's been a long time since I've had the opportunity to ask you that. How are you doing on this Monday? I genuinely hope that you're taking advantage of that moment to sort of check in with yourself, see how you're feeling today, and about giving yourself the opportunity to slow down for a moment and take stock, take a little mental inventory of your emotional state and your mental state and your spiritual state and your physical state. It's important, as I was just attesting. It's important to keep track of yourself and try to not let yourself get overwhelmed. We can do that, and I believe in us. So before we head into this podcast, the first podcast of the week, let's just do what we always do and just pause for a moment and take a slow, deep breath in together. And then let it out again really slowly. And now that we've done that, let's head into the podcast with our first good news story, which takes us to Europe and to one of my favorite countries in Europe. It's been It's been a very long time since I've visited Finland, but that is where our first good news story takes us today. So, homelessness is exactly the cause that that my performance on Saturday was. I mean, that was the point of the whole fundraiser dinner, was this organization called Plymouth Housing that tries to take on the homelessness situation in Seattle. And homelessness has become an ever-increasing problem across much of the developed world in the last several years, except in Finland. So an investigation was done by a German newspaper you may have heard of called Der Spiegel, and they recorded around 3,600 homeless people in Finland today. Let me just say that again. 3,600 people total in the country of Finland. That's down from 20,000 in the 1980s. In fact, in the capital of Helsinki itself, the number of people who are homeless dropped by 40% just between 2019 and 2022. And their approach is not exactly complicated. Invest in the construction and maintenance of welfare housing. Boop, that's it. It's called Housing First. That's the name of their initiative. And this particular initiative has found a home for 60% of Finland's homeless population. It has been such a successful model that it's being tried out elsewhere in the world, including in Houston, here in the United States, where the program has been hailed as a, quote, game changer. We come next to The Good Word, the segment of the podcast where we turn to the power of great language to improve our lives every single day. Well, last week, before I kind of took the time off, we had started with a theme in this segment with the quotes of Thich Nhat Hanh, who is one of the great Buddhist monks and scholars of the 20th century. So we're going to continue that theme this week because it was such a good one. I was getting excited about it. So here is your Thich Nhat Hanh quote for today. To be beautiful means to be yourself. You don't need to be accepted by others. You need to accept yourself. I mean, that's, you could write that off as a platitude, right? Oh, that's very sweet. I could see that on, you know, a coffee mug or an inspirational poster on someone's wall in an office. But it really has a genuine and profound truth to it. If you can find the parts of yourself that you love, and they're in there, and you can kind of polish them up and bring them out more often, that makes you beautiful. And it has nothing whatsoever to do with the approval of others. You know, we live in a society that is dominated by social media, where we want to get those clicks, we want those likes on whatever we post. And I think that that's doing us a real disservice, because it's bringing out this idea that everything that we do, in air quotes, everything that we do on social media, certainly, we're only doing it to get approval from other people. And that's not a healthy way to go through life. So let's take it back to the quote one more time and really think about this and then carry it with you for the rest of the day. To be beautiful means to be yourself. You don't need to be accepted by others. You need to accept yourself. Thich Nhat Hanh. So that takes us to Good to Know, the segment of the podcast where I try to dazzle you with fascinating facts and trivia on any subject that I choose. Well, again, last week, before we were interrupted, this segment was all about Women's History Month, and so we're going to pick that up and carry on with that again this week. We had talked about the first Women's History Day, which was held on February 28th, 1909. So it wasn't March, it was the very last day of February. Well, Women's History Day turned into Women's History Week in 1978. It was an education task force in Sonoma County, California, that kicked off Women's History Week in 1978 on March 8th, which is International Women's Day. Good to know. So that takes us to our second good news story for the podcast today. This is a relatively quick one, but I still wanted to share it because it is also on the subject of housing. So we were talking about homelessness in the last segment. Well, this is about authorities in Seoul, South Korea, who have announced plans to build more homes for single people, which is because of a rise in the number of people living alone in the South Korean capital. According to local media there, developers will be incentivized to build smaller homes for single people in the city, and the rooms will be offered to them at up to 50% cheaper than the market rates. This comes on the heels of last month's decision by a Belgian municipality to look at how policies impact people living alone. That takes us to Wonderful World, the segment of the podcast where we get to travel all over this big, beautiful planet of ours together, thanks to the marvels of modern technology. Well, again, last week I had just started up a theme that I was really looking forward to, so I'm excited to carry it on this week. And the theme is essentially just some wonderful travel-related videos from one of my favorite YouTube channels called Great Big Story. So Great Big Story does all kinds of positive or uplifting or just very cool little videos. They're almost like miniature documentaries. And that is definitely the case for today, with a video that takes us to the city of Hong Kong. So we're heading over to Asia today, and this is a little documentary video. It's just over 8 minutes long, absolutely fascinating, and it's about the oldest junk boat left in Hong Kong Harbor. Now, you may or may not know what a junk boat is. The word junk has nothing to do with what that word means in the English language. It probably comes from a word in Portuguese, which is junco, which has to do with a particular class of sailing ship and its size. Junk boats have a very distinctive look to them, the way that their hull is shaped, and in particular, the shape and style of their sails. You'll recognize it immediately when you see it in the video. And again, it's a really lovely video all about the restoration of the oldest functional junk boat still sailing in Hong Kong Harbor. So as we pick up where we left off last week, click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode, and it'll take you over to YouTube, where you can spend a few minutes watching a great big story about the oldest junk boat left in Hong Kong. That takes us to the rotating segment of the podcast. Every day of the week, this segment has a different theme, and on Mondays, we kick off the week with a good one, where I get to share with you a joke of questionable humorous value, and it's up to you to decide whether or not you think it's funny enough to share with your friends, or terrible enough to inflict on your enemies. Well, your joke for today is an absolute beauty, and it goes like this. How do you find Will Smith in a snowstorm? You look for the Fresh Prince. Good one. And so we wrap up the podcast today with Sounds Good, the segment where I get to talk to you about music and musicians that I love. Well, yesterday, which is to say the 10th of March, would have been the anniversary of the birth of one of my favorite jazz musicians. If you're into jazz, you will recognize the name. If you're not into jazz music, particularly jazz music in its early days, the 1920s, you may not have heard of Bix Beiderbecke. Bix Beiderbecke was a cornet player, very similar to a trumpet, and he was active in the Chicago area in the 1920s. He was just a kid when he started out. He was a little bit of a musical prodigy. He came from a very musically inclined family in Davenport, Iowa, originally. But he absolutely fell in love with jazz music when it was first coming onto the scene in the late teens and very early 20s. And when I say he was a kid, I mean like he was in his early teens, but he and some of his friends would hear this music and, you know, a lot like, you know, whatever the cool new music is in any generation, whether it's, you know, rock and roll in the 50s or hip hop in the 70s and 80s, these kids just fell in love with the new sound and they just thought it was the coolest thing ever. Bix, being of a musical bent, started to play, and it turned out he was really good. So he and his friends would go up to Chicago and listen to these jazz bands in the nightclubs, which was kind of risky. You know, a bunch of white kids going up to the south side of Chicago just to listen to music. But they did, and they had just these phenomenal experiences listening to and occasionally playing with these phenomenal black jazz musicians. Well, again, Bix turned out to be prodigiously talented, and his musical tastes were pretty wide-ranging. I mean, in addition to loving sort of, you know, the jazz music that he was around and the marching band music that, you know, the culture wanted him to play at the time, he was also very interested in the cutting edge of classical music. So he was a huge fan of the music of Claude Debussy, among others. And the reason that I bring that up is because of the piece of music that I'm sharing with you today. Now, I mentioned, you know, Bix played the cornet, and the vast majority, and I mean vast majority, of what you'll hear in his recorded output is him on the cornet playing with a bunch of different jazz bands in the 1920s. But he also recorded just a handful of times solo piano compositions of his own. And the most famous of those is one of my favorite pieces of music of all time. And it's called In a Mist. And it is this haunting, beautiful, occasionally, you know, jaunty and swinging little piece of music. It's unlike anything else I've ever heard. The only thing I could maybe compare it to would be Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. And that's a difficult comparison. Rhapsody in Blue is a huge composition, and it ranges all over the place. In a Mist is not even 3 minutes long in its recorded form, with Bix himself playing the piano. You can find other recordings on YouTube of other great jazz pianists playing their interpretations of his piece of music. One of the best you can find is Marion McPartland performing it in 1974. I love that one because Marion McPartland's brother, Jimmy McPartland, was best friends with Bix. So Marion comes by her knowledge of Bix very, very, she's got some good roots there, is I guess what I'm trying to say. It's a stunning piece of music, and I feel like words are starting to fail me now. So I'm just going to stop here and say, please do click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode, and head on over to YouTube, where you can listen to one of the most beautiful and delightful pieces of music you'll probably hear all day, if not all week. Bix Beiderbecke performing his own piano work, In a Mist. And that's it for today's Daily Good. There are links to many of today's segments on the website at the-daily-good.com. Make sure to check out our Instagram account and Twitter feed to get more of the Daily Good every day. Our theme music, On the Sunny Side of the Street, was recorded by the brilliantly talented Jonathan Stout. Thank you again so much for joining me, and come back anytime you need a boost.